Now we are.
It's June 13th, 2023. I'm Michael Kramer. I'm going to call the Development Review Committee meeting to order. First thing is I'm going to let the two folks in the room introduce themselves for the benefit of Brad. We haven't let Brad in yet.
No, he's in.
Okay, Brad's in.
Yeah, he's in.
Let you guys do a quick introduction for the benefit of Brad.
Sure. So my name is Bryce Hill. I'm with Sperry and Associates here in Tallahassee.
My name is Doug McLeod. I'm a science by design here in Tallahassee, working with Sperry and Grandvoss.
Thank you. Now we'll need a motion to approve participation by electronic means.
Second.
All in favor?
I say
all right. Yeah. I'm ready to participate. Any modifications to the agenda? Thank you, nothing.
No, and no public comment.
And no public comments. First order of business then of the approval of the draft, the meeting minutes from our last meeting, which was in February. Were there any comments? Can I get a motion to approve those minutes?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, and now I will turn it over to the Danfoss guys about the sign. This is it. We get to the meeting pretty quick. I don't think you're waiting on Chris, are you?
No, okay. No, yeah, he may come in. Okay. I'll start. So Sperry is, we are constructing a new building. Oh, there's Chris. You know there. So we are constructing new building for Danfoss at 1737 West Paul Garat Drive. And really the reason for this meeting this morning is Danfoss has proposed a few different entrance signs. They have two entrance signs on the property, one off of Roberts Road and one off of Paul Durack, which is Innovation Park property. And so the sign that we have proposed is a 12-foot tall sign, 5-foot wide. Doug can tell you more about the sign. And so that's why we're here this morning. I know that Innovation Park has their own specifications for signage. And we're here just to see if our proposed sign will be accepted by the park.
Okay, my name is Doug McLeod, Science by Design. I think the whole meat of all this is that Danfoss being an international company and setting their feet here in Innovation Park, they have very specific branding. They have a book 50, 60 pages long on how their branding needs to be displayed. So the sign that we are proposing for the West Paul Garat and the Roberts Avenue entrances is their current specifications on what they need to have wherever they are, whether they're here or in the country or another state. So that's where we are with that. And that's why we're asking to get approval to do these signs. The sign that's being proposed is a non-internally illuminated sign. It's all aluminum fabrication. And it's true to Danfoss's branding. I believe you're going to have some landscape lights pushing up on it.
There would be one.
So there will be some lighting on the ground shining up, and it's just consistent with what Danfoss requires. So it's a relatively simple sign, and in my world, it's a relatively small sign. But I know that your sign criteria is a little bit different than what we propose.
Which isn't new. Danfoss, because if you look at their other sites, they follow the exact guidelines of the park with that monument sign that exists over in their other facility.
I fully understand that. And I think Chris will lead us into why this branding is so important.
So the existing sign that's there that was followed up, that was done when the city had done the building to
EPPR.
When they did that building to, and that was prior to me starting with Danfoss. And so, yeah, that was all part of the stuff that was done prior to Danfoss actually about purchasing the building from the city and the county. And so that's kind of what's changed over the years is now that we're fully enveloped and even the turbo core names dropped off the business. And now with Dan Foss, that's kind of where this new push is coming from, is that, hey, so if you come to any Dan Foss site corporately, worldwide, you kind of see the same sign out front. So you kind of know that, hey, that's the Dan Foss building. That's where it's going to be. Yeah, definitely understand that that's what the existing building. And that's why we've never, as the person, I'm the facility manager and have managed the ADC addition on the back and even an admin building. While we never asked for, we never went back to even do a variance on that one, because when the corporate team comes down, they've been like, hey, that sign. And it's like, hey, look, that was already there. We're not going to, you know, it works, it functions.
And it complies,
yeah, and it complies
with the rest of the park's restrictions.
So, yeah, right? So it's like, hey, let's not open that one up. But, you know, as we, you know, expanded and we're across the street now, like, hey, let's see, can we get through the corporate standard of the signage? So that's where this request is coming from also.
Questions? You guys seen all the materials?
I have some comments and ask the time.
Sure.
So taking a look at the covenants and restrictions for Innovation Park, it doesn't look like that this sign abides by the minimum standards. Based on my review of these, correct me if I'm wrong, that you guys are proposing 12-foot high sign, but the maximum Innovation Park is 6.2 feet. The square footage allowed by Innovation Park is 41 square feet. And you guys are proposing like 61, 62 square feet. Based on my review, I don't think it's within the DRC's authority to actually approve the sign here today. I think it has to go through the public hearing process. It has to be noticed. And let me say for the record, I'm not opposed to the sign. It meets city standards, from what I can tell. Not necessarily opposed to it, but I think it needs to go through the proper process and then ultimately has to be approved by the authority, which was unclear to me who the authority is.
The authority is the board, our full board, but okay. It has to go through this exercise. It would have to go through this exercise today to get to that. But
yeah.
This body doesn't have the authority to grant the variance. They do have the authority to advance this.
Yeah, so we can.
It's a necessary.
Yeah, so the way I see it is that we can review the recommendation, but then it will need to go through a noticed public hearing. And then
as did this meeting, for the record, so you guys know, we publicly noticed these.
Okay,
it's open to the public.
Yeah, but it says it needs to be published in newspaper, and it needs to have mailed notices to people within a certain amount of feet. So that's what he does.
We need to post the bright green sign from her.
Probably, yeah. It just seems like the noticing requirements seem very similar to what we do in the city, which I think, Doug, I know you're very familiar with. So I think it would need to go through that process, and then DRC can make a recommendation to the authority after it goes through that process. Once again, I'm not necessarily opposed to it. I think the way I read it is, if it doesn't, then it would be considered a non-conforming sign. And as you probably know, similar to the city, then we wouldn't be able to repair it or like that. So that's my recommendation, that, you know, again, not opposed to it, but I think recommend that it goes through the proper protocol and next steps.
What is the, I know that typically we have to submit it a month prior to the next meeting. Do you have the dates available?
We do. What's our next board meeting? It's August 3. And we're pretty accommodating on terms to get stuff on that thing up a week or two ahead of time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what is the deadline for me to submit the documentation for the variance?
At least 10 days before that. Is that fair? Peggy,
yeah.
Just so we get on the agenda. We want to put it on the agenda that goes out publicly. We do allow for modification for last minute, but for something that the board would actually take an action on, our preference would be that was on the agenda that was publicly noticed.
And would the variance hearing be here?
Yep.
Okay.
And
Well, the public hearing.
But that would be the board would have to advance that, or is this supposed to happen prior to the
board? It's supposed to happen prior to the board. So the DRC can make a recommendation to let this move to the next step. And then you go, and then according to this, you have a public hearing. You'll have to apply 15 days in advance of the public hearing for in order for it to be noticed. And then once the public hearing happens, then the DRC meets again and we can recommend, you know, a motion for the authority. For the board.
Oh, so there'll be a public hearing
and then back here again.
Okay, so we're talking about August 3rd being a public hearing.
That's our standard. That's our regularly scheduled meeting.
That's the next meeting here.
We have it every 2 months. So it's August 3rd, and the next one would be October, first week of October. That would be the board. And so that process that Dylan outlined is We have to schedule a public hearing, have that public hearing. Then it comes back to this entity, the DRC, which would then advance a recommendation to the board of the authority. Again, like it's never nothing simple, to vote on approval at that point. That the board of our entity has the authority to grant that variance.
Okay.
This entity only has the authority to kind of advance that to them.
Right. So I'm just trying to get a timeline as to what to expect. So for the public hearing that has to happen first, is that not a schedule? That is just a...
We would have to call it. Right. That's not on a schedule. That's not on a schedule.
Okay. Perfect. And then if we do that prior to August 3rd, get all our documents to you all, have the public hearing, assuming all goes beautiful, we can then have our August 3rd meeting with you.
Sorry.
And then we have to then go the following.
Well, no, it wouldn't be the August 3rd meeting with us. It would be today is what?
Today's June 13th.
So there's another DRC scheduled for next month.
Right.
There's a July DRC. So in a perfect world, with perfect timing, you would get a public hearing between now and that July. Forgive me, the date's probably the second week of July.
Yeah, let me.
That you would get it done between now and then so that the DRC could meet again post-public hearing.
July 11.
11?
July 11.
Right, but also prior to the board meeting.
Right. So.
Unless we figure out a few more committees to create between now and then, right?
Absolutely.
And you all would push for the public meeting?
Wait, I haven't done that. I've never done it. I apologize.
And I've never. I've been here 6 years. I've never done it.
We'll do a little homework on that.
Okay.
But I don't know the answer.
Mm-hmm. Either.
Ben, Kimberly, have you guys been involved long enough to know about that process?
Been involved long enough, but haven't done one.
Yeah. So that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, we would like to be the first.
Yeah. We're in for that. You know, guys.
You guys have any other thoughts or comments?
A variance that they did, was a driveway location or something along those lines?
I have to look at it. I want to see. There's been a variance. Yeah. I don't know what the date
it was. It was here. That was likely the distance between us and the neighbor's driveway because we needed driveways on both sides of the building, and so there had to be.
I think we did do 2 meetings for that though.
There was a discussion, but I don't. Yeah. I know Ron, my tapes are all faded. I have to think about that one.
My only comment about the time would be just making sure that it doesn't, the location of it's not any kind of safety concern, you know, far enough back off the road. Not
in I don't think you're looking for a setback variance. Yeah. It's just that really the height.
The height in this, it's not the stucco
monument.
Yeah, it's different.
It's a style. Yeah, we definitely make sure it's out of the way of any safety issues, indoor people plowing into it.
And I think the concept, correct me if I'm wrong, the public hearing we're talking about is really public and park interested part, right? Just to see if anybody has an objection to the sign when they had to live with the old rules, right?
Yeah. Correct. I understand.
And it has to be compelling. And I think if you read the, and I think the case to be made, rather, if you read the DRC restriction, the board is really only full board is only authorized to grant the variance if not granting it creates an undue hardship on the party requesting the variance. And so the lift, frankly, would be to demonstrate that not getting this variance creates an undue hardship on the impulse. So I mean that the argument isn't whether it looks good or it interferes, frankly, it is it creating an undue hardship to not get it. That's the language. I think I sent all that to you guys.
You did.
And that's pretty specific. Yes. And pretty narrow, right?
Yes.
But that's the verb.
Okay.
Yeah. So the intent is the existing signs would remain. This is just odd, correct?
Correct. So yeah, the existing signs, the existing building would not be fit. If anything, I'm going to touch it up just because now it kind of looks dated or it looks worn after all the construction, but it's completely for the new address.
And it's two signs, really. There's one on Roberts that's going to match this sign.
Correct.
That's the plan, yes. And then one inside.
Now, the one on Roberts, we strictly have to deal with the city for permitting purposes.
I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, no, we've been looking at the requirements because it's not within the planned unit development of Innovation Park, but it's also you also have a contract, if you will, with Innovation Park. So you might still be subject to some of their covenant restrictions. So Michael's going to be sending me some information. We'll take a look at it. Definitely city, but...
You have to comply with city, for sure. The question is, do you have to comply with ours, too, even though that's an out parcel that's not in the PUD? There is some documents that were filed in 2021 that suggest that parcel has to follow the declarations.
So still, you might want to do a vote. Same thing.
Well, you may want to know that answer because you may be asking for both.
That is absolutely
exactly.
But like I said, we just figured this out.
That's fine. Yeah, you can let us know so we know to include you before.
But it's the same sign. It's correct.
You're
talking about the identity.
Absolutely, I know.
Right. And I think the fact the city has approved it. It's probably a valid.
I don't think that you have to follow the standards.
It's density
standards.
Yeah, yeah.
It needs all the same. Yeah. We approved the wall sign, but not.
Wall signs up.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It does. And that allowed. I'm sure I did some homework after this. It's only if it affects somebody else that the restriction button is like on the wall.
Yeah. That's why we used him, is because he did the prior to, and it was like use the exact same guy, so he already knows the colors and like it matters which red you pick and how it reflects on the back. And they care about all that stuff.
That's all right, their brand.
I mean, the little directional signs that they're going to have, I have to order them from Denmark. It's a very specific Modulex compass brand I'd never even heard of. But that's the Dan Boss thing. So that's what we're going to get.
Any other comment or conversation on that? The next item on the agenda was just the specs and decks, which I distributed to you guys. I don't know if there's anything we're covering there. Is there any other new business for the committee? The only thing I'll update everybody on is that if you guys recall, we met with FSU several months back about that fencing around the new tank they were going to put. They have not gotten back to me yet on that. They're still working on budget and timing of when the tank. They are aware of our request. If you remember, we left it, was they were going to submit a sample or an example of what they were going to use to screen off that area, and they have not done that yet. The other thing, I do expect the DOT to make a request in the very near future. They are going to try and build some kind of storage facility for equipment that's covered, kind of a temporary rounded, like you might see over an RV somewhere, that they want to put at the very back of their property. The issue is it's 20 feet tall, and it would be higher than the hedge around it and visible from the College of Engineering behind them. So they're trying to figure that out. Don't have anything formal request on that either, but I expect that to be forthcoming as well. Yeah.
Anybody on DOT know?
Like that?
So it would be kind of fun to tell the OT though. They tell me no and all the
it isn't thing that I'm giving them a hard time about this thing that sticks up higher than the fence, but I do have those 50-foot towers sticking up another 40 yards behind them. So those have been approved. Anything else?
I guess my only question would be, the next step would be a public hearing. Yeah. How do we request that or get that?
Well, why don't you send me an email?
Okay.
I will. Requesting that on this meeting. And then we will figure out exactly what that looks like and means, since it appears that we do not have any experience in the room with having
conducted.
Okay. We will find it in our records of what and how it's done, but we just don't have it.
I'm happy to guide you around.
I appreciate that offer.
Yeah,
I'm okay. Any other business? Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.